vision was. David Mardis. Mardis. David Mardis. Date of birth is date of birth is 6/8/57. Date of visit 11/7/24. Please make a copy for Jesse Casimiro, M.D. Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Jesse is J-E-S-S-Y. Jesse Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Next paragraph. Dear Jesse, thank you for sending. David Mardis, M-A-R-D-I-S, for permanent evaluation. Next, just for the tellers. This is a 67 year old male who has a prior history of bowel resection in 2016. Apparently had developed a abdominal hernia and has had trouble breathing since his surgery for his bowel repair. The patient postoperatively developed a subdiaphragmatic abscess and had an extended hospital stay at the Mayo Clinic Hospital, and the fluid had to be drained from under the diaphragm. He states, since then he has had chest tightness and wheezing and shortness of breath, but has not been on any specific inhalers. His most recent chest X-ray, most recent chest CT show on 5/22/24 showed a 5 millimeter left lower lung nodule and no abnormal masses in the mediastinum. The patient had no pleural effusions. There was evidence of mild emphysema. Next paragraph, the ancestry. Oh, can you please also add, the patient has lost weight. He has some cough and wheezing, but denies chest pains, fevers, chills, night sweats. And he has no heartburn. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of bowel resection and followed by adhesions and ventral hernia. He had a hernia repair done in 2018. He also has had appendectomy and a history of lumbar disc surgery at L4 and 5 with laminectomy. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits of patients smoked for 40 years, about a pack per day. Alcohol use, none recently. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has had weight loss, no fever or fatigue. He has no nausea, vomiting. He has no glaucoma or cataracts. He has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. No hay fever. No persistent cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. Denies any black stools or diarrhea. no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. I'm sorry, he does have easy bruising and has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, med list include amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams TID, metoprolol, 50 milligrams, formoterol, losartan, 50 milligrams, amlodipine, 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pipe per day for 40 years. No significant alcohol use. He has a cattle ranch. Works out in the yard. Next paragraph. Allergies: penicillin. Next, family history. Father died of abdominal aneurysm. Mother died of lung cancer. Next. System review: the patient has fatigue, no fever, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary frequency, but has shortness of breath, no wheezing, no abdominal pains, nausea or vomiting, no leg swelling, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. He has easy bruising. There's no headache, seizures, and memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, clubbing of perfedema. Blood pressure 126 by 70, pulse 18. Pulse is 80, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.6, weight is 165. H.G.N.D. are non-spheric people to react. Tongue is moist, throat is injectedness. H.G.N.D. are non-spheric people to react. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung pits. Heart sounds are irregular, swollenness to no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities well, no lesions, no edema. Next line, impression number one, COPD with emphysema. Number two is history of ventral hernia repair. Next line, number three. Number three, COPD. And number four is lung nodule. Next paragraph, plan the patient. I'll get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile, IgE level. We'll also get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. The patient will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs TID, PRN. I advise to continue with these other medications as above. May I follow up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Thank you for this consultation. Please make a copy for Jesse Casimiro. CASIMIRO. Jesse Casimiro, MD. Thank you. Copy for Jesse Casimiro.